B-Pod Studios.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
I know this is your favorite segment of the week, Loren. People think it's War of the Roses, but you actually hate testing relationships because you don't like to break them up.
I do, because at the beginning of a relationship, it's different, right? Like, if you walk away, no harm, no foul. That's why I like date them or dump them.
There's hope there. This is Paul in High Point. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Thanks for DMing us and reaching out for date them or dump them. Tell us what's going on in your relationship. I kind of teased the audience a little bit and said that she told you I love you. But how many... I'm sorry, she told you that she was... You were her boyfriend. Or did I jump ahead?
Yeah, you did. I mean, he's already freaked out by the boyfriend thing.
Sorry, Paul.
No, we're not there.
How many dates in did she refer to you as her boyfriend?
So I met her on Bumble, and we've been on about 5 to 6 dates by now. The last date that I went on with her, we went to like a brunch date with all our friends and stuff. And she basically introduced me to everyone as like her boyfriend.
Okay, so stop right there if I could, Paul.
Yeah.
6 dates, Loren. Meeting friends. This is the new man in your life. You could easily see how she would just refer to him as her boyfriend.
Yeah,
am I right?
I could.
Okay,
I could.
Thank
you. Not going to lie.
We agree.
I get it a little, now that I'm thinking about it, but like in the moment, I was shocked. And like, we still have not had that whole exclusive conversation. You know, we're putting a label on it or anything. So like, I don't know. She's
are
really,
you exclusive
really
with her?
Like her?
Do you? Yeah. Are you exclusive?
I mean, at the moment, no, I haven't been on any of our dates, but like, we never had that conversation. I didn't, you know.
Okay.
No, we were going around telling other people, oh, I have a boyfriend.
Fair. Do you want to be exclusive? That took way too long to answer.
Yes, I could see it going that way, but like now I'm a little thrown off because like I don't know how long she was calling me her boyfriend. Like, I don't know if she's just clingy or it was impulsive, you know, that date. Not really sure. I did end up bringing it up to her, kind of asked her, like, oh, we call any, you know, tell your boyfriend, girlfriend now? And she pretty much just laughed it off and said, ah, honey, you love it, and made a kind of a joke out of it. So I'm not really sure if I'm the one that's a little, you know, thinking too much into it.
Is she clingy in any other aspects? Like, is she constantly calling you? Is she constantly texting you? Does she want to know where you are?
I mean, she texts me pretty much all day. I wouldn't say, like, she's completely psycho yet, but, like, I don't know.
You already think she's going to be on...
he did say in his DM,
clinger,
that's what he said. He goes, am I dealing with a stage 5 clinger here or what? And we were like, dude, just come on with us to date him or dump him. We'll figure this whole thing out. You like her. You like this woman. And by the way, like we do with everybody on date him or dump him, we offer to have both people on. Mm-hmm. She declined. I don't know if she's working or what. You know, Paul, but it's no big deal. This is more about you and her anyway.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm just trying to figure out, like, should I continue this or is she just a big red flag? And, you know, if I can kind of figure this all out early, then it doesn't have to get messier down the line.
All right, radio fam, what do you guys think? Is Paul being overly cautious here by saying she's a stage 5 clinger for calling me her boyfriend? And we'll call it you said 5 or 6, we'll call it the 6th date. Brunch, but it was also with other couples, you said in the DM. So, of course, she's going to refer to you as her boyfriend because everybody else there was a couple anyway.
I don't know how to read this text message.
Which one?
This one. Wait. The one that it's on.
She should dump him?
Yeah. The last part is really funny, and I can't say it. It just sounds like maybe you want to be a player. You know what I mean? Like, you're just not ready to settle down.
Does it scare you to be called a boyfriend right now?
I mean, a little bit. I've had a few past relationships that didn't work out so well, and I kind of rather take my time a little bit with this one. But if she wanted to, you know, if we wanted to go that route, like, I just feel like I should be the first one to know, not her friends.
Okay, so Paul's saying, hey, before the date, she should have said, hey.
She should have defined the relationship.
I have a lot of friends coming. There's couples that are going to be at this brunch, so I'm going to refer to you as my boyfriend. Is that okay? That didn't happen. Yeah. Now, the text messages are coming in, but it ain't good.
The Manny and Loren Show on demand.
if she referred to Paul as her boyfriend, then Paul's got himself a girlfriend. But he's not so sure. They've been on 5 or 6 dates on Date Him or Dump Him. And he said after the 6th date, they had brunch with her friends. There was like 5 other couples there. And she was introducing Paul to all of her friends as her boyfriend. And the text messages aren't good, Paul. You want to know if you should continue to date her because she should have had the conversation with you and filled you in as far as you're concerned on whether or not you should be referred to as a boyfriend on that date, right?
Yeah, I think I should totally. I mean, we should have had that conversation first before she went around telling everyone else.
We got lots of text messages, including a text message from someone who is actually at that brunch who texted in. And we'll read that here in a second. But, dude, the overall text and calls that we're getting are that you're the problem. You're overreacting to labels. If he actually liked her, none of that would matter. Just dump her and stop dating. Just hook up with people. You're clearly not into relationships.
Yeah, someone texted in and said, this guy is the red flag. Someone else said, dump her for her benefit.
Yeah, dump her for her benefit. You sound like the problem. Someone said he's scared because he's gay.
Oh, that's not...
I don't know.
But that's not fair to put his stuff on the streets if he is or not.
What his sexual preference is. I'm just telling you what people are saying. She absolutely should have talked to him first. I feel like that conversation should have been before she called him her boyfriend, especially in front of other people, so somebody sides with you. This guy is the red flag. Someone call that girl and tell her to run. Now, Loren, we got a text from someone who was at that brunch.
Yeah. Paul, did you meet someone named Sarah?
Yeah, I think so.
He doesn't know. There was 20 people there.
She texted us and said, this is so funny, Paul. You're wondering if you should dump her. I was there. And after you left, the whole conversation was that she should dump you. Totally awkward.
Well, that's not what I want to hear.
I'm sorry.
But that's why I was wondering if she's a red flag in the first place. Because she goes and calls me your boyfriend in front of all... of her friends, and then I guess they trash me behind my back.
Like, I don't know. Listen, it just sounds like at the end of the day, you guys are not clicking on all levels. Nobody, I'm not even saying, you, like, Paul, you could be a really nice guy. I'm not saying you're probably a great guy. She's probably a great girl. You guys just aren't meshing.
In his head, he already has her. In his head, Paul, hold on, I'll let you talk here in a second. Somebody has you pegged as a stage 5 clinger psycho already. That's how you have her pegged.
It's hard to get past.
Yeah. Ooh, somebody's on hold. Oh, it's Kat. I thought it was somebody calling in that was at that brunch also. Catherine, go ahead. What did you want to say?
So I don't think Paul is the problem at all. I completely understand where he's coming from. And the fact that she brushed off the conversation when he tried to have it, like that in itself, like he clearly wanted to talk about it and she made it a joke.
Sure.
That's a serious conversation to be exclusive.
I get it.
Thanks,
like Catherine. I said, I kind of get both sides of it, and I just think, like, I mean, I just don't see this going anywhere.
Oh boy, I accidentally hung up on Paul too.
Oh, good job. Well,
it's over anyway, dude.
I think it's over.
The audience, the radio fam, you guys have spoken, and you said you got to end this thing one way or another. Most people side with her, so man, date them or dump them. You never know what we're gonna get. 8:05 every Wednesday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.